In studio right now, Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins. Maybe he could expand on this threat a little bit. He joins us every other Thursday right here on the Morning News Express. Sheriff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
So let's talk about some of the violence going on at Walkerville. You have a list in front of you, of a list I presented to you of a lot of incidents. I mean, that's more than a year's worth of
incidents. Yeah, going back a year to October of 22. Yeah,
talk to us about the latest threat. Is it, I mean, was it credible? What does it mean?
It was not. So what's really important here, listen, we deal with this quite often. I think last school year we had roughly, I remember right, 57 similar threats to either students or school or staff.
Mm-hmm.
And we get on those right away. We put every resource we have into it, the SRO, we bring in investigators, we hit these things to determine as soon as we can whether or not there's any credibility to that threat.
So when you look at these things, I mean, if there's no credibility to a threat, you say thank God and you keep
on moving on
with the school day.
Right.
But determining the credibility, the substance of the threat sometimes a little more difficult?
It really is, especially in the age of technology. So I have people that are very, very good at flushing this stuff out, way better than I in understanding it. But Anyway, so we put every resource we have. We track it back to the source, the person responsible, if we can.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hold that person responsible, eventually probably charging. We do charge in most cases. But, again, the public doesn't understand the amount of man hours and time and effort it takes to resolve these things.
For sure.
Yeah.
When we see something like this, you were talking about people who are way smarter than you with the technology. I mean, let's be honest. You're old school.
Hey, Bob, real old school.
And now you've got new school. Are we looking at when we hire people, men and women, to join the force for that part, you know, that aren't going to be out in a car, they're not going to be going to a shooting, but they're behind the desk?
No.
And they are, or not. Okay, so
no,
we're
no,
not.
No, not at all. So listen, those types of things, generally young people come into law enforcement now with a certain level of knowledge and technology, okay? So that's already there. We need people who are reliable, dependable, honest and have integrity. That's what we're looking for. We can take a good person, make them a good cop. We can't take a bad person and make them a good cop.
Mm. So you don't have just a division of cyber crimes?
No, well, what we do have a unit, the MCAC unit, which is the ICAC unit, Internet Crimes Against Children unit, which is a technology-based group that roots out child exploitation online. But we also have other people who are very savvy in technology, and they do a good job with it. But again, young people learn more and more of this every day. As technology and all this social media advances, they advance with it.
Yeah, and you see it all the time where, you know, the FBI or even local sheriff's offices will break up a worldwide ring, a computer ring against children.
Right.
I mean, that probably, I mean, when you look at your budget and stuff, is that one of the largest growing departments, crimes against children?
Well, it's the largest growing type of crime, but it's not necessarily the largest growing department. I only have 4 people in the unit. I could use probably double that.
Right.
I just don't have the staff for it.
It is 8:17 at WFMD. Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins joining us. If you have a question for your sheriff, hit us up on the text line 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Here's sports.
Morning News Express here on WFMD, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Sheriff Chuck Jenkins in the studio. And yesterday, Sheriff, the county executive, Jessica Fitzwater, gave a speech talking about inclusion and equity. Has she had a conversation, and can she, and I know she can't because you're an elected official, but, have a conversation that you don't have enough women, you don't have enough Hispanics, black people,
Chinese people,
Canadian people.
It's funny you say that, because last year when some of this conversation was going around, we looked at our employee numbers of employees, you know, our gender makeup, ethnicity, racial makeup of the agency. We are better as an agency than the county government. So now, honestly, we are.
I tried not to spit my coffee all
right
over the microphone.
So to me, it's a non-issue. I don't buy into the equity or the what diversity, inclusion, and equity. I don't buy into it. Okay, I think it's political speak, political rhetoric. What I buy into, what I live by, and what I believe in is the equal justice, equal treatment, equal opportunity. And if you live by that, the rest of this is not necessary. And I just again, that's all political speak. I've yet to have a conversation with her. I hope we can pretty soon, and I will during the budget conversations.
Yeah, I know there are police agencies around the country, and I just pray to God it never comes to Frederick County where they're actually lowering the standards.
I will not. Listen, the world can hear me today. I will not lower standards to meet quotas based on DEI.
Yeah, because what happens when you lower standards for deputies to get into the agency? What happens?
The public suffers.
Yeah.
Public safety suffers.
Exactly right.
So listen, what the public doesn't understand, I can't lower standards, okay? I can't set aside things that problems that people may bring as far as criminal histories, as far as drug usage. I can't and I won't, and I won't do it just because of race or diversity.
Yeah. Can you explain, because I don't know, when you said DEI?
Diversity, equity,
and inclusion.
Come on, Bob.
Oh, okay. The acronym
right.
for
yeah. right. Well, I'm yeah. not an acronym guy. I'm an old school guy. Just spit it
old
out.
Old school
for
guys
me.
Can't be acronym guys. So, right.
Listen, let's get things back on track to some sense of normalcy. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And, you know, here's what I got from the equity, inclusion, and belonging press conference. And we were having a meeting yesterday after the show. And I said in the conference room in front of a couple of people, including Rick Weldon, that I've never, ever, 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 ever covered a county executive that had a press conference specifically for the purposes of equity, inclusion, and belonging. I think that is new school Democrat, that is progressive Democrat, and more moderate Democrats listening to the show are scratching their heads now saying, where did my party go?
Right.
I have no clue where my party went. It went to the progressive socialists that are running wild. And what she was really doing, and here's something that may go over the casual observer said, what she was really doing was grooming the taxpayer for more money. They're going to need more money.
This is going to be a costly, costly.
Oh, for sure, because they're going to have to expand the department, because you heard her say, we're not doing enough. We're not doing enough. We're doing some things right, but we're not doing enough. And that's what's wrong.
100%.
Okay. So, Sheriff, let's talk about there was an officer shooting and a couple, probably a month ago now, month and a half ago, in a very nice neighborhood that automatically the attorney general had to come in and they take over. Have we come to find out any of these findings? Have you been told? Have the officers, the deputies, been exonerated? How does do we have any update on that?
No, we don't. Not from the IID. We have not got any findings or no exoneration. The deputies are back to work. You know, our investigation, our criminal investigation, basically concluded that what the deputies did was within the law, legal, justified. And the deadly force was justified. So they're back to work, but we've yet to get an official ruling from the IID.
And part of me says the attorney general was not from Frederick. She was brought in from Baltimore and worked in Minnesota. She worked in Minneapolis where the Freddie Gray thing was George Floyd thing was happening. And I think, and this is not proven, this is not anywhere, but I think based on the way the body was uncovered at the scene, she may have been looking for another George Floyd in Frederick County.
Yes? Could have been. Listen, that whole division was put together to look for results.
Yeah.
A result that they're not going to find.
And when you say results, what do you mean by that?
I mean, they were looking to prosecute police for excessive force.
Yep.
And they're not going to find
force,
it.
Yeah.
Deadly force, right. They're not going to find it.
All right, 827, if you have a question for the sheriff, we'd love to read your text message to him or call 301-694-9363. There's a case out of Mount Airy. I don't want to ask you about the specific case, but I got a chuckle out of this because the suspect is wanted in a string of robberies. He's 6'3", 300 pounds, and he walks with a limp. If you're a cop looking for this guy, is it that hard to find a guy that's 6'3", 300 walking with a limp?
No, I wouldn't
wanted
think
for
so.
Birth?
He's going to stand out. That's pretty good.
For sure. Yeah. It's 828 at WFMD. Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins in studio. More next with the sheriff.
Morning News Express at WFMD. Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick, Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, and I got to read this one for you. This one came from, I'm not going to tell you who. I think his name is Jeff. The whole equity inclusion discussion about Frederick County makes me want to puke. Are they running a local government that's supposed to serve county residents or some mamby-pamby daycare center for county employees? Like the sheriff said, as long as you treat everyone fairly and equally, the whole equity and equality issue is taken care of. That division is totally unnecessary. That's in part why you have a human resources department, which I've been saying for a long time, too.
I've said it for a decade.
Yeah. Very warped view of what the county government is supposed to be about.
So, if you missed it, Fitzwater holds an equity inclusion press conference about belonging and stuff. Here's part of what she said.
This document will become the roadmap for making Frederick County government a place where everyone feels valued for their contributions to the organizations and where folks want to come and work.
Okay, so what she's talking about is a survey conducted by a North Carolina survey company that deals with equity, inclusion, whatever. Ironically enough, the equity officer's from North Carolina, so that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they do the survey. It probably costs Joe taxpayer about $200,000 or $300,000. So they present the findings of the survey yesterday. Here's more from Fitzwater.
We will be holding listening sessions for employees who want to voice their concerns, share their ideas, or ask questions about the survey results. We'll be meeting with the leaders of our divisions to review the data and develop plans to respond to specific concerns in their divisions. And we'll be sharing a draft strategic workforce plan for employee and public comment within the coming weeks.
Oh, okay. So
she's Miss Sally of Romper Room now.
So if we did that in any other business other than government, it would be a complete and utter failure because holding listening sessions, forming committees, studying, I get so lost up in the incompetence of the government now that it's so much bureaucracy.
Listen,
to achieve a result.
Government should be about public safety, fire rescue, public works, roads, bridges, transportation. It shouldn't be about the feel-good stuff. We don't need the feel-good stuff in government. People come to work here. They get paid a paycheck to do a job. First of all, county government ought to open back up. People ought to be coming to work.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
It's almost like the government wants to be your mommy and your daddy and your grandparents.
But that's the progressive narrative, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's how do you feel? Well, see, here's the problem. Inclusion and equity will not include old white fat guys like myself.
Hey, listen, I'm leaning up, Bob. I'm leaning down a little bit.
Are you?
Yeah, buddy. Hey,
good for you.
Let's get back. What's that?
I said good for you.
Yeah. So let's get back. I want to talk a bit. Last night, I had my first meeting with the Police Accountability Board.
Okay.
Interesting meeting. And it was basically every agency head in the county, myself, the other police chiefs, went in and presented a little bit of an overview about our agencies. It wasn't a bad meeting. It wasn't as bad as I probably expected it to be.
So has any deputy or officer in the county or the city gone before this board yet?
We have one complaint before the board so far.
So what was the complaint?
Well, I'm not going to get into it. I really can't
okay.
get into that.
So what are the nature? So speak more broadly.
Well, basically what it is any time there's a complaint against a deputy, an officer, based on an interaction with the public, that complaint comes from the public. It goes before the accountability board. Mm-hmm. Then it comes back to the agency to do the investigation. Then we hand over the results to the administrative charging committee that's in place, and they determine whether or not the charges are sustained and what the penalties will be. So basically what they've done is this. They've taken the authority away from every chief and every sheriff across the state of Maryland to manage and discipline their own people, and I think that's wrong.
The Bill of Rights is gone.
Gone, completely gone, absolutely gone.
And that was like the LEBO?
LEABOR, Enforcement Officer Bill of Rights. Yeah. It doesn't exist anymore.
So, again, not to give too many details of the meeting last night. So you're in front of these people. Was it like I'm bringing coffee and you could bring some donuts or whatever and let's have a casual chat?
No, it actually wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. So we basically sat there and we were provided a list of questions in advance, basically the size of the agency, the makeup of the agency, how our process has worked, some things about how many complaints do we get a year, general information. And then they ask a few questions of us. So it wasn't a bad meeting. I was actually pretty pleased with it.
Well, is that where you got the information that you're doing better when it comes to equity and inclusion than the government is?
Believe it or not, that conversation did not come up.
Oh. So there is no, they're not looking at law enforcement through that lens is what you're saying?
Not yet. Mm. I think there are people on there that are on there because of an agenda.
Yeah.
And I think at some point that may come into play, but I'm not seeing it, and I hope we don't see it.
So could they potentially end a deputy or an officer's career with the decisions they make on that board?
Potentially they could, yes. Potentially wow. They could.
That's a lot of power for a private citizen.
It really is. For generally, and again, not I don't fault the individuals, but you're dealing with the public making these decisions. They don't understand what we do or why we do it.
And, you know, and I've sat on some of these boards sometimes, and not like this one, but there are higher powers that, like, okay, this is what we really want you to do. And you feel compelled to fall in line sometimes. And so that was what, you know, I'm thinking at some point in time, what's the recourse for you, Sheriff, if they go, we feel that Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, I'm just using you because you came in front of the board, whatever, needs to be, you know, suspended or terminated. What's the recourse of your department?
They cannot suspend me. They cannot suspend me.
No, I'm just saying you're a regular police officer. Okay, okay. I mean, I didn't want to, you know, Deputy Hedrick then. Deputy Hedrick needs to be, somehow reprimanded. He needs to be suspended or he needs to be terminated. Is there any recourse from you to say, no, that's not going to happen?
Yeah, I actually do have some pushback. There is some recourse. There's also a process through the circuit court.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of these decisions are going to be made. The disciplinary actions are going to be fairly consistent based on a statewide disciplinary matrix. Mm. So this is all part of that law. So basically, they won't have a lot of leeway where they go with a disciplinary decision.
Interesting conversation Frederick.
It's actually pretty complicated.
Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins in studio on a Thursday morning.